continuing with Egyptian activist Alaa Abd El Fattah. And I somehow have to find a way to explain to people why we need to dismantle the state and build a different one and appease their fears and actually find a way of confronting all the chaos that they are unleashing right now. The Ukraine. His words are speaking to you directly, to all of us. This is what power does when people wake up, when people challenge the authority of the global state. They create so-called chaos. It's very intended, very planned, very much paid for. This ain't what we are naturally, which is why we can't jump to anger and certainly not a violent reaction. We have to start talking with each other consciously about how do we create our interlinkages globally so that when one group of people is stuck, all of us get behind them, support them. All of us start working together on what we want, which is freedom for our bodies. It's pretty straightforward. So he's trying to figure out what to do with that chaos that they unleash, but also the chaos that's going to be he's saying also the chaos that is unleashed with the collapse of the regime, which is inevitable, he's saying, because it's only based on force, violence, coercion. But it doesn't have to be that way. Chaos with the collapse of the regime. If we start engaging and planning globally, you know, it can't just fall to the youth of Egypt. They systematically execute, murder those who they think have leadership capacities around this issue of successfully grappling with the global state. So this military regime, he says, will fall. It could last for years. And this current state of emergency continuing is not temporary, he says. He says violence is the only thing they have. They're absolutely incapable of even producing discourse that young people, of even producing discourse, let alone the implication is, you know, disseminating. They're absolutely incapable of even producing discourse that young people, even young people who aren't revolutionary or radical in any way, just even people who would love to believe them, and yet they keep alienating them. It was very clear in the referendum when basically most, almost all young voters did not show up. The discourse they use is so poor. And you're talking about most of the country when we say young people. But even the people who believe them, the people who rallied to Sisi and, you know, have absolute. And then there's this energy crisis, which they're going to solve with coal, which is going to create a massive environmental and health crisis. The healthcare system is in collapse. Education is in collapse. Staples are completely dependent on. We are completely dependent on imports for food staples, which means that we're very dependent on hard currency. And you know, their plan is to just borrow a lot of money from Saudi and Emirates. And that's not going to last.